Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy Dre Stacks Grant, also known as Sam Stacks, and you are listening to the You Know What I'm Saying podcast, episode 5, season 1. All right, so just as I promised you guys, I'm going to be giving you guys the rundown on me going to jail. So, just to let you guys know, I just got back. I got back from court earlier this morning. I was arrested on a felony charge of unlawful imprisonment, allegedly. Well, I pled guilty to it, so obviously. Yeah, it is what it is. So, they sentenced me to 3 years probation, 18 months adult probation. The other half is going to be unsupervised probation. After the probation sentence has been served, the charge will get dropped down to a misdemeanor. So, some things that I learned from court today. Somebody with the same charges, another black man, 23 years of age, he got sentenced to 1 year and 9 months in the Department of Corrections in Arizona, which is prison. He was crying. That shit had my ass scared as fuck. So, let's fast forward as to how did I end up in this situation. So, this time, well, about February of last year, I met a young woman who still remained nameless. And this is not to disparage her or myself. I still love her to death. That is my homegirl. We are still cool. We cool to this day. Although a lot of fuck shit happened. A lot of framing went on and all that other shit. But we forgive and forget. I am guilty of some things. She is guilty of some things. So, yeah. Just, you know, she shall remain nameless. So, this time last year, February, I met this young lady. Everything was cool, you know, the little honeymoon phase. And as things were progressing, I was still in the mindset to where, like, well, when I met her, I was living with one of my close friends who shall remain nameless as well. Me and him end up getting into it. I end up leaving the spot I was at with him. You know, me being homeless at the time, I stayed with her. This is before that. We was arguing. I met her. I'm like, you know what? I could probably finesse a career about this. This is the 100% raw truth from my perspective. 100% truth from my perspective. So I met her. She was cool. Everything was like that. Fine as hell. All that. You know how that shit go. She was cool. She's like, yeah, man, you could post up over here, you know, so. But I'm still, like, dipping back from her crib to his crib. You know, her crib to his crib. Then one day, I was like, you know what? I'm just about to post up over here. Fuck it. I'm about to start over here. Thinking that, you know, hey, this girl fine. Shit, I might as well just try to, you know, be like a boyfriend, but not a boyfriend out of it. Because we never were together at all. Besides, like, later in the story, you'll hear that we actually did get together but broke up, like damn it, like, the next day. But we still lived together at the time. It was just some weird shit. So, I meet this young lady. Everything's going good. You know, she's seeing red flags on my end. I'm seeing red flags on her end, but it didn't get physically violent until probably like 3 months in, you know. She thought she was gangsta with all that. You know, she started trying to, you know, punch on me because I think I was staying at her house and I was on Tinder looking for like bitches and shit like that. She went through it. So she already had red flags in her head. You know what I mean? She kicked me out a couple times. I come back the next day type shit. You know how that goes. So one day we have an argument and I end up leaving. Well, it wasn't really an argument. I think this is like the first day I actually like equal rights, equal fights, by the way. You know what I'm saying podcast does not condone domestic violence in no way, shape, or form. If you ask me, I'm still an innocent man, but dude, in the eyes of the court, I did plead guilty to a felony, so I guess I am guilty. So at this point in time, you know, we getting into it. At this point, I'm like, bro, this girl got me fucked up trying to like punch on me and shit like that. So at this point in time, I'm like choking her and shit like that. The cases is dropped, so they can't come grab me for none of this shit I'm saying, by the way. The case is done as of this morning. So, you know, I'm roughing her up, but I'm not really beating her ass. I'm not even hitting her in her face or hitting her at all. I'm really just choking her. Like, bro, get the fuck out of my face. Like, you know when a motherfucker like hitting on you and you like, bro, get the fuck off me, you spaz out, and just choke him. That's what I was doing for a period of time. So one day I end up leaving. I think she ends up walking. She does like crazy. She used to do like crazy shit. Like she used to do. I'm telling you guys, I'm gonna try to give you guys like the full story, but leave like a lot of things out because I don't want like a lot of personal things on the podcast that could be used later for her or for me. So she ends up leaving or some shit. And I end up leaving, going to my homie house. You know, she comes back the next day. I see like a fucking victim report thing. I'm like, did you call the police? She like, no, I didn't call the police. You know what I mean? And shit like that. So I'm like, all right, cool. Whatever. So, you know, things go by. Some things transpired. You know, not going to say what it is, but some trust was broken. I didn't do anything this time. It was on her end. Trust was broken. You know, I'm not fucked up about it or anything like that. Because, I know how shit be going. So I wasn't really fucked up. But I just got tired of motherfuckers like lying in my face type shit. So one day, this is the day I got locked up the very first time. I'm going to tell you guys about my jail experience as well. So the very first time I get locked up, you know, we're talking back and forth. I'm asking questions. I'm still not getting the full truth or even a quarter half of the truth. So I go into her laundry room. I start packing up my things. I'm getting ready to bounce. I'm like, I ain't got time for this shit. You know, don't go. And then once the tears don't work, she resorted to like hitting me and shit like that. So at this point in time, I'm like, you know, I'm like, my full Ike Turner mode kicked in at this point. So we basically fighting. You know what I mean? I'm trying to hold back a little bit. You know what I mean? So we tussling and all that other shit. I'm grabbing her, slamming her, choking her. She hitting me with all that other shit. I end up walking back to her house because earlier that day we had a conversation and it was like a touching conversation. Like, you know, next time we get into it, just don't leave type shit. Just stay here. We're going to work it out. So I'm like, fuck it. And I'm like, fuck it. Damn. Although I did have a fall walk, which played a part in me coming back. I go back to her crib. I see her outside on the phone. Strike one. I knew for a fact she was on the phone with the police, but I was like, I don't know. I was like, man, fuck. I ain't thinking about that shit. They can't arrest me. I'm thinking like I'm innocent at this point, you know? I'm thinking like I ain't do shit. She started it type shit, you know? If the police do come, you know, they ain't thinking about me. So I walk past her. She throws me the keys to her house. I go inside the house. I'm laying on her couch. Next thing you know, I hear a knock at the door. I'm thinking like, damn. I'm thinking like, man, I locked the door, so she don't have her keys. So that's probably her at the door. I open the door. Bam. Four police officers. Andre Grant? Yeah. They throw me outside, put me in handcuffs. I'm half naked at this point. I got like underwear on. So they bring me back in the crib to put a shirt on. They said, so what's going on? Like, well, you know, like, you know, I'm like, bro, we got into it. She started hitting me. I choked her. I admitted to choking her at the first incident the police come. They said, yeah, she called the police on you a time before that. So I'm like, damn. So that time she called the police, she really actually called the police. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I'm telling them off the rim. I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. She wasted y'all time, bro. She not going nowhere, bro. She going to bail me out tomorrow, all this other shit. I knew for a fact she was going to bail me out tomorrow. I knew for a fact, you know what I mean? So I'm like, man, y'all wasted y'all time. You know, I'm like, y'all wasting y'all time, bro. Why? I don't know why y'all doing this. She going to be back with me tomorrow. They're like, all right, cool. They take me. It's like 11 o'clock at night. They take me to jail. They take me to jail, you know, all that other shit. I spend like a night, not in jail, but like in the processing area, like, and it's cold as fuck. You know, I go in there, they take my picture. One of the COs, me and the CO get into it. So I'm like, the CO's like, they laughing and shit. Like, I don't know. I don't think they was laughing at me. It just felt like some shade was being thrown. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is funny? They're like, huh? You know what I mean? So they take me, they throw me in like the drunk tank by myself. You know what I mean? Just for isolation type shit. I stay there till like 6 o'clock in the morning. Cold as fuck. I have like on very short shorts and a little small shirt. Cold as fuck in the jail. Wake up 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, hey man, get me out of here. Knock, banging on the window. Hey man, get me out of here, bro. A new shift came in. A new shift of COs came in. They take me out. I'm chilling. We got court. They said, okay, we're going to line you up by misdemeanors and felonies. I'm like, man, this ain't shit but a little weak-ass misdemeanor. So they line us up, but they line me up with the felonies. I'm like, hold on, I got a felony? They're like, yeah. So I go to court. coronavirus is still going out right now, so we're doing like video court. She's like, yeah, you're on a felony unlawful imprisonment. You refuse to let her leave the house. I'm like, bro, what? I'm like literally like in shock right now. I'm thinking I'm about to get like an assault charge or something. They got me with like unlawful imprisonment. First of all, it wasn't even my house. So I'm fucked up right now. I think I called like two people. Then I called her. I'm like, hey, man, you got to get me out of here. She's like, all right, cool. You know, she hustled. You know, she like, all right. I'm on the phone with her. She's like, yeah. I got the money right now, you know. I just bailed you out. You should be out sometime today. I'm happy as shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting bailed out. Although she got me like locked up, I'm thinking like, yeah, this bitch solid, bro. She getting me out of jail, you know, man. Everything is all good. So, but you know what I mean? Jail be on some weird shit. So they take me to housing, although I'm posted bail. They take me into housing. One of this fat white CL took me to housing. He tries to throw me into a cell with two white dudes. And as I enter the cell, I see the back of one of the white dudes. Whole back is a prison tattoo of swastikas and white supremacy and all that. And the CO that was taking me into that cell was a white dude. I'm like, bro, is you trying to fucking set me up and shit? I'm like, I'm not going in there. Look at this motherfucker back and all this other shit. Because it's two grown, like, jail motherfuckers. Like, as tough as motherfuckers want to think they is, bro, if you fighting two, like, career criminals type shit in jail, you're probably going to lose 9 times out of 10. I don't care if they're black, white, blue, or purple. It's not going to be a fair fight for you. And I'm not going to risk, although I didn't see if the other dude was a white supremacist, I just had to assume that they was, because in jail it goes by races, you know, like white people with white people, black people, Mexicans with Mexicans. And I'm just assuming that's just how it was going to go if I was to fight this nigga. I'm like, bro, I'm not going in there, bro. Fuck you, bro. You trying to set me up. He like, okay. So the CO roughed me up a little bit, throw the shackles on my leg. Then I get some Mexican CEOs coming. They're like, bro, what's the problem? I'm like, bro, this nigga trying to set me up, bro. Trying to have me in there with some white supremacists. He like, all right, bro, I feel you, bro. We're going to throw you in a different cell. I'm like, cool. At this point, it's about like 12 o'clock, you know. So I go into a cell. It's a white dude and a Mexican, and I'm a black person. So I go in there, all chilling. You know, as soon as I get in there, the dude on the bottom bunk tried to like offer me some respect. Like, yeah, bro, you can have my bunk, bro. You know, it's the bottom bunk. It's the bottom bunk, which is probably the best bunk if you've been to jail. I'm like, no, bro, I posted bail, bro. I'm not even about to be here long, bro. Do your thing. They throw me a mat. I'm laying on the floor. Chilling. I'm pacing back and forth, trying to knock out a little push-ups here and there, you know. Then I start thinking. Then after, like, you stop working out and you start thinking and shit, you be like, damn, bro, I'm really in fucking jail. I'm fucked. So I'm trying, like, you know what I mean? As tough as niggas, I didn't break down in that bitch, but I was close to breaking down in that bitch because this is, like, my first time going to jail and it was on a felony. So I'm just thinking, I'm like, damn, bro, what the fuck? How the fuck I get in this situation? I ain't never been in jail, nigga. I'm that nigga, bro. I done did the military, all that type of shit. I had good jobs, lined up, back to back, all my life type of shit. I'm like, damn, this gonna fuck up everything. So, bam, I'm just chilling in there. Wanted to see, I go to T.O., I'm like, hey, man, I posted bail, man, what's going on? He said, all right, I'm gonna check. The CEO go in there and check. He like, yeah, man, I don't see your name in the system, so I'm just waiting for them to call you and I'm gonna come get you. Like 4 o'clock run around, he come and snatch me out. He like, all right, bro, come on, bro, you good? You made bail, bro. You about to get out? Bet, cool. I go through processing and all that other shit, you know. I was only in jail like nigga half a day type shit, like 12 hours. Felt like forever though. So I post bail, I get out. She's meet me outside, you know. It's her and the dog and my dog that I got her, that I got us. Well, got her because I didn't want a dog. I don't like dogs. I'm a cat dude. So I see her, you know, I'm happy to see her, but I'm fucked up. I'm happy she bailed me out. I'm like, damn, bro, this bitch solid. But then in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, man, this bitch is toxic, bro. You know, she like, oh, so you know, she break down and all this other shit. I'm sorry. I felt so bad about it and all this other shit, you know. And I'm like, you know, I ain't no cold hearted nigga. So I'm like, all right, bro, as fucked up as it is, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I done did some shit to you. You done did some shit to me. The police got involved. It is what it is. We're going to try to work through it. Bam. So it's like June. She's getting ready to move out to her apartment. So we move out her apartment. We move into this other. We move into a house now with her friend. We in the house, like a four bedroom house. I got a room. She got a room. Her friend got a room. And another friend got a room. It was three girls and me. Three white girls and me, and I'm the only black dude. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'm chilling, you know, I'm cooling and all that other shit, you know? So, but this is when it get tricky at. One of the friends had a fat ass booty. You know what I mean? I'm going up to her. I'm like, yeah, man, how much? I don't trick. I don't pay for pussy. But I was like on some sleep. At this point, I'm like, bro, you know what, bro? I don't even give a fuck no more. I'm just going to ask her friend, how much? You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, how much? You know, all this other shit. She, whatever. She acting like she don't hear me and all this other shit. Like, she acting like she hear me, but you know what I mean? She don't really know me and Robin together. I mean, me and old girl together, but we just chilling. So, you know, so I'm like, because I'm like, she throwing me signs. The girl, the friend's showing me signs to where I think I could fuck. So I'm like, all right, babe. You know what I mean? So then one day, you know, we talking about OnlyFans and shit. You know, Shorty started making the OnlyFans, you know, and I'm on one of the OnlyFans, you know, like massaging both of them. They got their shirts off and shit, pants down, asses out. And I'm like, man, I could fuck both of these hoes right now. That's how I'm thinking. I'm like, man, I could probably fuck both of them and they wouldn't, and I could probably keep it on the low. But me being so solid and me trying to be like spiteful and like mean and shit, I'd be like, man, that's why your friend want to fuck me. I'd be telling her this on the low. I'd be like, that's why your friend want to fuck me. You know, she like, she trying to brush it off and shit like that, but she peeping it on the low. She peeping it on the lowest of keys. So we fast forward, you know, everything's going good. You know, everything's really cool. You know what I mean? I did a lot of fucked up shit. She did a lot of fucked up shit while we were in that space. But we were so toxic to where like, you could cheat, I could cheat, but we don't give a fuck. Cause like at the end of the day, bro, like we really just chilling. Like, you know what I mean? We really just chilling. So she was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. But we were still like acting like we was together though. It was some weird shit. So I end up getting this new job as an account exec at a financial firm. And it was like on some Wolf of Wall Street shit, you know what I mean? We going out, we drinking, we literally going out to bars and drinking every day we get off work. And in the office, I'm going to the office every day, suited and booted, like looking clean as hell, but I'm drunk as hell at the same time. Like I'm grabbing like a couple shooters before I go into the office. Cause everybody in that bitch is literally always like, the office was literally like so loud of just cuss words and shit like that. But niggas is still over here trying to get money at the same time. It was like probably the best job I ever had in my life. Like to this day, best job I had ever had thus far. Cause it was like adult, but it was business, but it was professional all at the same time. And I was in that bitch drunk and high literally every day, like every day. Every day, drunk, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm walking in that bitch off 4 shooters. Bam, bam, bam. If y'all know what shooters are like the small things of alcohol that you see at gas stations and shit. So I'm drinking those, you know, I'm chilling, I'm having fun. But I stopped coming home because she's chilling all day. She be chilling, you know. She wasn't working at the time. So, you know, she texts me like, are you coming home? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming home after I go out to the bar and shit. Me and my homies going to the bar real quick. And, you know, I have real work friends. You know, there's my work friends. So we'll go out to the bar, we'll drink. I come back home slapped, you know what I mean? She pissed because, you know what I mean, she ain't been a part of the firm. So one of my homies who locked up right now, Free My Mans, he going to be out soon. He got locked up on some bullshit. Well, he going to get out probably this month, probably next month, 30 days from now, literally. So but I'm telling him about my situation, you know what I mean? This is really my homie. This is my homie for real, for real. I got love for bro. He like, bro, I don't like what's going on with you in that situation, bro. You need to get out of there and get your own spot, bro. I'm like, yeah, bro. You know, I'm being patient, bro. You know, everything going to work out. He like, all right, cool. So one day, we have like a house meeting. You know, they try to like, the bitches try to like give me some chores. And I'm the only nigga that go to work. Like, it was another bitch that go to work every day. But she cleaned up and did her, like, she wasn't dirty or none of that shit. And I was at work every day, but I'm not dirty either. But we had two other bitches in the house. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why don't y'all bitches just do the chores while we are at work? Y'all not literally doing shit all day. So that was all in my head. So one day I wake up early in the morning. The girl come out. I'm using the restroom. The girl knock on the bathroom door while I'm shitting. She like, Andre, why is it the floor is mopped? I'm, bro, hold on. Because, like, I think, like, a lot of, like, this is, like, just go, like, for everybody. Like, a lot of motherfuckers don't be known. Like, bro, I really used to, like, beat motherfuckers up for much less. You know what I mean? I used to beat up bitches. Like, I swear to God. When I used to live on the east side, bro, on the east side, Lewis Street, nigga, I used to beat up bitches, bro. Bitches used to try to fight me, bro. I'm, like, equal whites, equal fights. And my mom could attest to it. She'd be like, bro, if a girl put their hands on you, knock them the fuck out. If they, like, you know what I mean? But she wasn't really putting her hands on me. She was just disrespecting me. I'm just like, bitch, who the fuck is you talking to? Like, bitch, y'all don't do shit all day and all this other shit. So we arguing. I'm like, bitch, I'm about to move out at the end of the month. It's like October. It's like October, beginning of October. My bitch, I'm gonna move out December 1st. December 1st, I'm getting out of here. You know, so I'm in the back chilling with old girl. We drinking and shit. And then I don't know what happened, but we start arguing and she had did some shit and she like smacked me on my chest. And like me being drunk, I lashed out. Ike Turner. That's all I'm gonna say. Ike Turner. Bam. bro, okay. I'm tripping a little bit, so I can take responsibility. Like, okay, I'm tripping. She drunk, but she didn't really do too much for me to spaz out how I spazzed out. So I'm like, bam, Ike Turner. She get on the phone, you know, I don't know who the fuck she called. I think she on the phone with some niggas about to have some niggas pull up. I'm like, bet, cool. I made one phone call. My nigga who locked up right now, bro, free my bro. He pulls up, nigga. I'm like, yeah, nigga, we about to, whoever pull up, nigga, they getting their head blew off, literally. I'm not playing no game. So call whoever you want to call. Please let them know that they better won't smoke. So then one of the other, the girl who I've been trying to fuck jump into it. I'm like, bitch, you've been trying to fuck me since day one. I'm going off on her. I'm like, bro, y'all bitches got me fucked up. I'm going to start smacking y'all hoes around this bitch. I'm not smacking them. I'm just threatening them. So, you know, all this other shit. She like, bro, get the fuck out. And I'm like, shit, nigga, cool. Bam, leave. Old girl, she like, all right, man, come back. Like, you know, I end up coming back to their spot to get some shit. And then next thing you know, me and old girl talking in her car. Then the police walk up. They didn't even pull up. They walked up. So they like popped around the corner and walked up to the house. I'm like, fuck, bro. I leaned back in the seat, heart pound. I'm like, fuck, bro. If these niggas catch me, bro, I'm going to jail. She like, don't worry. Old girl like, shit, don't worry about it. She get out the car. She talking and shit. They like putting the flashlight on her. And I'm thinking like, all right, cool. Damn it, I step. I got to fast forward a little bit. We got into, before this fight, well, that don't really matter. I can lead up to that. So the police is flashing her with the flashlights and shit. It looked like they taking pictures and shit. She going back in the car. The police leave. She come back in the car. I'm like, so what the hell was the police talking to you about? She like, nothing. I'm like, is they looking for him? She like, no. I'm like, shit, cool. I don't got nothing to worry about them, but I know for a fact she's lying because I'm seeing this shit with my own eyes. So I'm like, bro, they have to be looking for me or something. But she's literally telling me, no, they not. I wouldn't do that to you. If I wanted to do that, I would just tell them you was in the car. I'm all right. I'm like, you don't make sense, but you make a little bit of sense. So I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. But at this point, I'm beefing with all the bitches in the house right now. So I'm like, all right, I know I can't come back here. So I go hustle over to my nigga house who I was working with. So I'm still going to work and shit like that at the financial firm. You know what I mean? All that other shit. My nigga go out of town. I'm like, hey, bro, I got $500 for you, bro. Let me use your car in your crib for the weekend. He like, all right, bro. Well, I was like, not for the weekend until you get back. I threw him $500. He like, all right, bro, bet. He left on a Wednesday. I go to work Thursday. I go to work Friday in his whip. He pushing like a 2016 Chevy Impala. So I'm thinking I'm that nigga, all black windows, black tint, put some brand new black rims on it. I'm pushing through the city. It's about, you know, I'm not fucking with old girl, but I'm still like, you know, texting here and there and all that other shit. But I still got bitches. I just picked up a few new bitches. So one of my new bitches who I end up like, you know, talking to, I end up, you know, I'm like, hey man, what you on for the night? It's Friday night, you know. We go grab, I'm grabbing drinks right now. I'm still trying to hustle up a play for the night. You know what I mean? I end up hustling up on this bitch. I'm like, all right, I'm finna come get you. Picked her up. We go to this house party. Bam. All this other shit. She whispered in my ear, like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out you when we get home. I'm bad. Say less. Hey man, I start shaking up with niggas and all that shit. I'm out. I drop my homie off at the crib. He literally lived like 10 minutes away from where we stay at. So I'm a little bit drunk. It's like 3 o'clock, but I'm not too drunk. You know, I done came down by now. So I'm pushing it. My foot a little bit heavy on the gas right now. I'm telling Shorty, I'm like, hey man, I tell her this, but like before I picked her up, I'm like, hey, you know, hey, my license suspended. If we get pulled over, I might go to jail. I'm thinking I'm gonna go to jail off my license being suspended alone. So it's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I get flicked. Bam, the bitch in the car with me. I'm fucked, but I'm trying to keep it cool. Police pull up to the car. You know, you were speeding. You know what I mean? It's 3 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night. You probably drunk. Get out the car. Walk. You know what I mean? So they do me the little breathalyzer test. They give me like the little walking test. I pass that shit. Next thing you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, man, I'm straight, but I'm about to go back to the crib and crash these buns. They like, so what's going on with you and what's your name? I'm, huh? They said, is that her in the car? I'm like, no, that's a totally different chick. But they said, well, the police, the investigator want to ask you questions. We got to bring you in. Bro, what? It's like fuck, it's like the day before Halloween, so it's like the 30th, almost going to the 31st and shit like that. This is when y'all see me in that Batman costume. I'm thinking like, fuck, bro. They take my ass and they lock me up. I'm locked up about a week and a half, about eight, nine days. I go to court. I don't got no bail. I'm calling the bitch. The bitch is not picking up the phone this time. I'm fucked. I think the bitch gonna pick up the phone. The bitch not picking up the phone. I'm like, fuck yeah, this how I go. This is what niggas be talking about. Nigga, you know, I got like two homies that picked up the phone. I already got one homie that picked up the phone. Shout out Bunkhard. Bunkhard picked up the phone for me. He like, yeah, man, you know what I mean? I'm gonna try to see what I can do for you, bro. But nigga, this ain't no real charge, bro. You gotta sit down for this one and all this other shit. I'm like, all right, bet, cool. He like, bro, if you had some drug charges and all that other shit, nigga, I would have bailed you out, nigga. But nigga, you going to jail about a bitch, bro. I ain't got no cheese to spend on that, bro. I'm like, all right, bro, cool, it's respectable, cool. Bam, at least you picked up the phone. Bam, keep picking up the phone. I keep calling him, he keep picking it up and all that other shit, making sure I'm good and all this other shit. So then I get out. I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking with this bitch. This bitch better not ever talk to me ever again. At this point, I'm mad. I'm mad and all that other shit. So then we chilling and all that. I'm chilling and all that shit. At this point, I'm fired. I done missed too many days from work. The best job I had, I done lost it. It's about November now. It's about November. I got locked up October. Then I got locked up November again. So then it's about November. I'm out of work. I'm trying to find jobs and shit like that. Right now I had to take a plea deal for that case, for the case about with her and the other bitch. So when I got arrested on that charge and they got picked up, it was with two bitches this time. They talking about one bitch said you threatened him, the other bitch said you was Ike Turner and all this other shit. I'm like, fuck. Two bitches it went from one bitch to two bitches. So I'm like, bro, I'm done with them white hoes, bro. Leave me alone, don't talk to me and all this other shit. But you know me, I'd be like, bro, you know, so I ain't gonna cap to y'all. Like a couple, like probably like a week or two later, I hit her up. She come over, she spend the night. We talk about it, all this other shit. You know what I mean? Bam. We put everything on the table. Bam. We know we're not together, but we just gonna chop it up one last time. We chop it up and all this other shit. Then what happens? So then like at this point in time, we don't talk to each other. We just cool. We don't fuck with each other. She doing her thing. I'm doing her my thing. So then like December 3rd, bro go out of town again. So I got this whole crib to myself again. So I'm bringing bitches through. I bring this one bitch through. We chilling and all this other shit. It's like 10 o'clock at night. No, before that. But we'll wine earlier that day before I had that bitch come over. I'm getting a call. Oh, yeah, you know you got a warrant out. You know what I mean? All this other shit. So I'm like, cool. They say you got a warrant, but you got court. It's like Tuesday. You got a warrant. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, all right, bet. They said, just if you get picked up, you know what I mean? Whatever. But this is what my lawyer telling me. I got the call like Monday or Tuesday that I had a warrant. I had court Wednesday. So I'm like, but fuck. So right now I'm just hiding out in the crib. I'm like, bro, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not trying to get picked up. So then, you know what I mean? Wednesday come around, you know, I go to court that morning. My judge, she's like, oh yeah, thank you for showing up. I tell her about the warrants. I'm like, hey, is there any warrants I got and all this other shit? She like, any warrants that you may have, I'm gonna quash them. You ain't got no warrants. Don't worry about it. I'm cool. I'm like, I'm dancing and shit. I'm like, yeah, man, I ain't got to worry about shit else. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, though, when I got out that first time for that unlawful imprisonment, I was out on bail. You got to keep that in mind. I was out on bail. But I had caught a new charge for a misdemeanor, like misdemeanor assault and threatening and all that other shit. So, I'm thinking the charges is all that other shit. I'm really not thinking about the felony case right now. I'm thinking about the misdemeanors. I'm on probation for the misdemeanors and all that shit. All I got to do is talk to my probation officer. So Wednesday come around, I'm chilling with this bitch. Me and this bitch, like it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. You know, I'm walking her out the crib to her car. Nigga, I see like two bounty hunter niggas. Like they weren't even police. There was bounty hunters, legit bounty hunters. Big ass rifles, tactical vest. They Andre Grant, nigga, throw me against the wall. I don't know what happened. I ain't see the bitch. The bitch just took off. I ain't see the bitch no more. The bitch took off. Well, the girl took off. Let me not call her that. The girl took off because she played a solid role. That's why I can't say that. But I'm just like, I'm stuck in my mode. So the girl took off. Bam. The girl took off. And then, so the girl took off. I'm like, all right, bam, fuck. She probably scared out of her fucking mind. So, they take me to jail. They read me, but like the case back to me, like, oh yeah, you did this shit and that shit. I'm like, bro, no, bro. I'm trying to, now I'm telling them what's really going on. Like the situation, they're like, damn, bro, this shit's fucked up and all this other shit. But we got to take you in, bro. Your bail got revoked. So when I got bailed out on that felony, she had put her car up for collateral, which was some real nigga shit. So her car, she ended up getting her car taken and my bail got revoked. So the car got taken and I still went to jail. So right now I'm like, I'm in jail, chilling and all this other shit. I'm chilling. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody thinking about me, bro. I get a call. I get like a visitation call. I'm like, damn, this my lawyer visit or something? Old girl who I was with that night end up calling me. I'm fucked. Bro, because you know when you in jail and don't nobody be thinking about you. So for a girl just to, you know, go on her way and like, you know, call you and all that shit, I'm like, damn, bro. Damn, it's some solid ass shit. You know, made my soul smile. I'm like, all right, bet, cool. You solid as fuck, bro. I got your back for forever, bro. It don't matter what. So then she calling me, you know what I mean, checking up on me. I end up going to court. The court, like, you know what I mean? I'm thinking I'm about to get out the first court day. They like, nah. We gonna see you back in a couple more days for your release court or some shit. So I sit in there for like five more days, end up getting out. Old girl who I was talking to was holding me down while I was locked up. She, you know, take me out, go give me some IHOP and all this other shit. We cool and all that other shit. And then that kind of ended terribly wrong because shit went totally sour. Girls don't stay nice forever. But yeah, so then, so at that point, I'm out. Don't got to worry, but I'm on pretrial now, but I don't got to worry about bond reduction. So bond gets revoked. My bond is cool and all that shit. All I got to do is report to probation and pretrial. Calling probate, pretrial, hey, Andre Grant, da 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 da, checking in. Bam. Probation, go see probation officer, check in. So then I had sentencing today. We fast forward to January 8th, my sentencing date. The judge did not accept my plea deal yet she accepted it now, but before that she has not accepted the plea deal. She still could have sent me to like up to 3 years in prison. So that's always in the back of my head, but I'm like, she gonna have to take this plea deal, you know what I mean? I got my own spot now, you know, I got a job now. They gonna have to keep me out here. I'm a productive citizen, you know. So while they're getting ready to sentence me, they're sentencing somebody else for literally the exact same thing. Dude probably like 23 years old. They fucking slap his ass with a year and 9 months. He already been served about like 290 plus days in jail. Now they about to send his ass to prison, bro. He wrote a long heartfelt speech to the judge. The judge looked at this nigga and said, you still got some work to do, so I'm going to send you to a year and 9 months. And the DOC, he broke down, started crying. He was only 23. I'm like, bruh. Then I'm next up. Yeah, Andre, everything seems to be going good with you. So I'm just going to, you know, I accepted your plea deal for the 3 years probation. And that was it. So what have I learned from this situation? I learned that, first off, I would like to say to the anonymous girl who was helping me out, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm never going to forget that. You are the fucking best. You are the fucking shit. You already know you cool with me, nigga. Whenever you need something, just let me know. Thank you for helping me get back on my feet. That was some solid shit. Bitches, girls do not do that. I appreciate it. You are a real one for life. Sorry things not working out how they supposed to be working out. Shit got messy. What else did I learn? Another thing I learned is that just cause shit may seem bad at the time, that don't mean it's the end of the world. I learned from the situation. I think I got better from it. And as stupid as it may sound, it's not like a notch under my belt, but it's like another thing that is a life experience. Like, I done worked in the medical field as a pharmacy technician. I done went to the military for infantry, learned how to shoot and all this other shit. I done had the best, you know what I mean, I'm not even good at math. I was working at one of the best financial firms in Tucson, in Arizona. Under a fucking millionaire, multimillionaire, got to see how he fucking rides in his fucking Lamborghini every day. So I done worked at fucking washing dishes and at Chili's. I went from sleeping on the streets out in Arizona, like, for one night. I was homeless for, like, literally one night. That girl had kicked me out one of the days, and I had slept on the concrete. Like, it's just, like, all that shit wrapped up to where, as of right now, starting off in 2021, like, I'm back working for such as company. I'm not going to say the name of the company. You'll see eventually. I got my own fucking place where I can fucking lay my head at. I can dangle out all night and walk in whenever the fuck. I don't got to answer to nobody. None of that other weird ass shit. Got all that shit going on. Man, I still got my teeth. I still got my body. I'm still in good health. Just like use this, like, everybody just like take this lesson and just know, like, and you know, and another thing, like, when it comes to, like, we gotta start, like, ladies, y'all gotta learn, like, and I'm gonna say for myself too, ladies, and like, ladies first, ladies, y'all gotta stop thinking that y'all can put y'all hands on dudes and try to play the innocent role, because although men are, like, physically stronger, but y'all deserve, bro, it's 2021, bro, equal rights, equal fights, bro, and at this point, I'm done dealing with mess and drama and all that other stuff, bro, because y'all can't throw rocks and hide y'all hands. Fellas, when y'all see red signs, believe them, take them, don't think about it, believe the red flags, they're there for a reason. Red flags exist. I ignored the red flags. But I was talking to her yesterday. I was talking to an old girl yesterday, bro. We still cool. Like, I talked to her today, bro. She asked me how my court date went. Everything was cool. Like, that's still my homie, though. But you know what I mean? It just fucked up how shit went. Like, shit can go toxic real fast. And you know what I mean? Arizona is like one of these domestic violence states to where, like, if you're arguing with somebody and someone overhears you, you can, like, still go to jail for that shit. Like, and they gonna slap you with a DV. You know how many people I ran into in Pima County Jail of Tucson, Arizona that had domestic violence charges? All the niggas said they didn't do it. I think I was the only nigga in that bitch like, yeah, we was fighting. I ain't like, and when I say fighting, like, obviously I wasn't actually like fighting because I would have whooped her ass. But like, yeah, we was like, shit was getting physical. We was getting hands on in that bitch. But that shit's not cool. You know, it's not cool. It's not nothing to laugh about. It's just like, and you know what I mean? I'm telling you guys this personal experience about me, like, this personal things about my life. Just like, I don't want to, like, act like shit is all sweet out here. Like, shit ain't good, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing about it is, like, niggas would like, bro, come home, bro. Man, you, bro, no, bro. This is life, bro. I'm like, I gotta live it on my terms, bro. I gotta do what I want to do, bro. Like, I can't settle. I can't quit just because shit get bad, bro. This is literally all a part of the process, bro. Like, I'm still getting sales jobs. Like, my next job, y'all gonna be like, damn, bro, how the fuck you get back in there? Like, damn, like, bro, like, this shit don't stop nothing for me. This shit is all just a stepping stone, bro. You just gotta learn. You just gotta make sure you learn from a lot of niggas don't learn from these situations. This is why I got so much game to teach. I got a lot of game that niggas can learn from. But niggas ain't never been in no real shit, and niggas wouldn't be able to feel the shoes I ever, like, niggas wouldn't even be able to put my socks on, let alone shoes, bro, because y'all really not built for this shit. Y'all like the comfortability, y'all like security. Like, I am all the security I got, nigga, by myself. Nigga, I've been this bitch dolo by myself all the time, bro. Niggas can't tell me nothing. I walk around this bitch head high, nigga. I wish a nigga would all day long. Wish a bitch would all day long, because I'm not nothing to play with. I'm not scared of the police. I'm not scared of going to jail. I'm not scared of nigga trying to figure shit out. I'm not scared of having all my plans, nigga, wiped out and I have to literally think of a new plan. I'm not scared of that. That's just all that shit go. And that's what really breeds the greatness out of niggas, though. When shit gets so fucking bad that you be like, okay, I'm still gonna be good. Nigga, I was out of jail, nigga, for 2 weeks, nigga, got a career. 2 weeks. Niggas, bro, with a felony. Nigga, I live right across the street from a high school. Nigga, felons really not even supposed to be close to high schools and all that other shit. Bro, you know how hard it is for felons just to get, nigga, cribs. That's why a lot of niggas be, like, putting shit in their bitches' names, because they, bro, nigga, I am so hands-on by myself, bro. Like, nigga, I am so self-made, bro. Niggas cannot tell me nothing about nothing, because y'all suck. I suck, too, at times. I suck, too. Like, this whole last year, my problem was worrying about other motherfuckers more than I was worrying about myself. But 2021, I am literally so hands-on with Dre Stacks, Andre Grant, ARG. Nigga, I'm locked in with myself, bro. I ain't never felt locked in like this ever before in my life, bro. That's why I'm like, bro, I had to go through all this shit. I literally had to. If shit was so easy for me, bro, I would literally be in last place. Super last. Nigga, I'm not in first, but nigga, I'm not losing. I'm not gonna lose this race when it's all said and done, bro. This shit is too easy. Y'all niggas gotta bet on yourselves, man. I'm about to wrap it up. Let me think of some things I can tell you guys. Man, just keep focused, man. Keep God first, man. Whoever you pray to, bro, stay prayed up. Get you some real niggas who gonna put something on something. Don't hang out with niggas who ain't got nothing on nothing. Niggas will call you. You'll tell them how fucked up you is, and niggas will be like, damn, that's crazy. Niggas know I ain't talked to niggas since, bro. Niggas will swipe up. Bro, what happened? Nigga, no, don't talk to me, bro. Nigga, I'm about to put it on. Bro, don't talk to me, bro. You ain't got shit on shit. You can't help niggas do nothing, bro. Gone. Bro, and that's just what it is, bro. Nigga, my mom got me. I got a couple niggas that got me, and that's all that matter, bro. Now, hopefully, you know, I got some females that got me. I got some females that got me. But, nigga, most important of all, nigga, I got myself at the end of the day. So, this is the story. That was the story of how I got locked up, why I got locked up. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. This is the You Know What I'm Saying podcast. Andre Grant. I'm out. Salute.